And now on the Continuous Call Team, the Sunday Carve-Up.
I got a message from Graham Hanger, the mayor of Bathurst today.
Is he from the Hanger family?
Yeah, he's got a brother, Cliff.
I can't tell the difference between a $10 bottle and a bottle of
mullet. I'm not saying you can, because of some of it you can't. Look, taste is taste, as we've always said.
What do you say?
If you like it, drink it.
But sometimes there's more preservatives in some, and the better champagne certainly has a tang to it, and I'm not sure what it is that's in it, or not in it, perhaps, that means that you can drink quite a significant amount of it the
They're
next morning.
Talking
around the grounds for 2 weeks.
Well, you asked the stupid question, so you get the stupid answer.
14 of 14 at Suncorp, they've won.
When Suncorp?
Went Suncorp.
Is there an M in Suncorp?
Well, I'm going to make it in one in there.
Thirsty, while we're discussing other things, Nick Fergus, our digital guru.
Guru?
Guru.
I'm going to cop tip from you.
As Mark Levy, our erstwhile technical operator, come boss, come presenter, come... he also washes the dishes too, you know.
He's a good kid.
Did that last week.
He's a good kid. He's going to make someone a good husband one day.
Or wife.
Ball comes back to the left.
Probably Ethan Lowe's probably gone out there and maybe Fenson, but I won't guess, even though I already have.
I think we're seeing a lot more energy from the team tonight. They look very enthusiastic. They're running with a lot of vigor.
Vigor.
I like the...
No. Stop.
What?
Stop.
What?
Vigor.
Isn't he a Russian commandant?
Is there anything else? I'm with child. You cannot call a woman with child a flea.
Well, you can when you're with child. You shouldn't be trying to put tea on Davey's
bit of
chicken.
You put coffee.
Yeah, no, but that tastes stupid. Have you ever tried to eat coffee and tea together?
Hang on, you're both as bad as each other. You put coffee, she put tea.
Yeah, but I'm not with child.
What did you bring in today? Chili flakes? We've already had one commentator pull out tonight. We don't want another one to pull out.
When's the last time Davey rang in sick?
Never.
Mate, and considering what he does to himself, he should be sick.
Russell Barwick from Unibet.
Keep the punters laughing because I'm absolutely loving the show this
Great show. Did
you well, that makes one of you, Russell.
Russell. Pat's at Dundas. You're all saying it wrong. What do you got, Pat?
G'day, mate. Big man. It's Budger Mix, mate.
Mate, I can't understand you.
Hang on. Listen, you're calling Aaron Mullen an idiot. You're now disrespecting our listeners.
I can't understand him. He's got an accent and he's trying to tell me how to say
he's
Butcher.
He's got an accent.
Thank you for your call, Pat. Alan. Is that Alan?
No, Pat. What did you say? My summer partner? He said, want to be good.
Oh, first shot. Oh,
quick. Where's the gynecologist?
5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock.
Come on.
9, 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. You gotta rock around the clock tonight. Who is it? Rock song.
Doesn't anyone know the worst of this? Now, Dave, that'll do for interviews. I need you to come up with three players for the man of the match. We've handed over the duties to you tonight. I reckon I know one player who will be in there. Have you got three players already?
I do. I've got three for Chad Townsend, Matt Thompson's favourite player. Two to Andrew Fifita, who was enormous as far as metres gained. And one to Valentine Holmes at the unfamiliar fullback position for him. Three Chad, two Fifita, and one Valentine Holmes.
Mate, you've just stuffed up the man of the match competition.
You've hooked me for that.
You've just given away the man of the match.
You can't tell them, David.
Well, I am giving my suggestion.
A bloke broke his leg at Tumut, and the ice froze over his leg while he was lying there waiting for treatment.
But we had it confirmed.
We had it confirmed by the bloke and people who are on the firm.
I remember.
I believe you. Go.
You know what he said to him? He says, champion. He says, I know you've got a broken leg, but just wait for a minute. I'm 1 second out of my watch. I need to get this rectified.
He said, can I just chisel a couple of ice cubes out for my champagne?
You know what? That's one thing I'd love to do, even though I'm afraid of heights. Chopper pilot. How would you become a chopper pilot?
You've got to be really good at maths, I think, as well.
Really?
You're driving around your helicopter and someone says, okay, what's 6 times 32?